Thank you, Chair. I wish to start on an optimistic note here today. I noticed the skillful origami by the distinguished delegate of the United States that has appeared today, and importantly, the bright blossom that I see on the table, which I think is a ray of hope to our blossoming discussions in this room. So on that positive note, Mr. Chair, India congratulates you on assuming the chair of MX2 and appreciates the leadership and zeal with which you have maintained the momentum in the work of the convention. The discussions at the informal consultations in late 2020 and in 2021 have been helpful in understanding each other's perspectives and taking forward our work in MX2, and importantly on this agenda item for science and technology review mechanism. The tabulation of various proposals has helped to identify, inform, collate inputs from our various discussions. The working papers submitted under this agenda item, as also mentioned by many of our colleagues, presents a rich body of ideas to identify convergences and work on divergences towards outcomes. Mr. Chair, India has expressed strong support for establishment of an S&T review mechanism in the framework of the BWC. This is also in consonance with the resolution role of science and technology in the context of international security annually tabled by India at the UNGA. We have heard from earlier presentation today from UNIDAIR that a majority of state parties surveyed considered that an S&T review mechanism is indeed essential. The benefits of such a mechanism that would advise state parties on the latest developments in S&T, and especially so for developing countries, is indeed widely acknowledged. Mr. Chair, we've heard the views of delegations carefully this morning and earlier today. We have had excellent proposals on the table from the Russian Federation and Germany, and we've also heard valuable ideas from the United States, from Switzerland, and from the Federation of American Scientists earlier today. We believe that these proposals need careful consideration, a right balance between inclusivity and cost and manageability, as also mentioned by our colleagues earlier, is indeed the solution to take these proposals forward. At the same time, India also believes that calls for making progress on all areas of the convention are indeed important and need to be considered by all of us. Establishment of an S&T review mechanism is integral and an essential component in this scheme. We look forward to working together with all member states to achieving tangible results at the upcoming review conference. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.